Broadcasting worldwide on the Golf Club Network, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And good morning. We're in the most beautiful spot on earth. It's Lanikai. It's the Mid-Pacific Country Club for the 64th Jenny K. Wilson Invitational. The 2014 tournament benefits the Haleola Windward Spouse Abuse Center and the Hawaii State Women's Golf Foundation. The defending champion is Hinako Yamauchi. This is one of the most prestigious tournaments in Hawaii, the event that promotes women's golf in Hawaii, which is why this show is Women in Golf, featuring the women who've made this tournament happen for 64 years, the Mid-Pacific Women's Division and the Hawaii State Women's Golf Association and friends, because it takes a lot of friends to make a tournament happen. We're featuring women from around Hawaii and around the country and parts of Europe with the EWGA National. The CEO is going to be joining us later in the show to talk about our chapter here in Hawaii. And first, we need to thank the sponsors who keep this show, The Golf Club, on the air.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Dr. Armand Chong Dentist, the director of the Hawaii TMJ Institute, dental director for 10 senior facilities, the official dentist of the 1990-95 Hula Bowl and Aloha Bowl. Dr. Armand Kainoa Chong, a great dentist, 737-3525. And Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, hosted PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years, an outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. The Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem. Also, Star Protection, for property threat and risk assessment, protection for your home or business, for your concert or special event, like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Get the Star team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California. And also, Acura of Honolulu, where military appreciation never ends. Ask TJ about the military appreciation pricing and discount at 777 Ala Moana Boulevard. It's a great day to test drive an Acura of Honolulu.
Alan, welcome to the show this morning. We've got amazing women here. First of all, Susan Earn is the president of the Mid-Pacific Country Club Women's Division. She'll be joining us in a couple of minutes. Carrie Schumann is the Jenny K. Invitational Tournament Chair, and we have the tournament winner. No, I shouldn't say that, should I? She's leading. It's Marielle Galdiano, and she has had the most amazing career so far. I think the youngest to actually play in a U.S. Women's Open. Welcome to the show, Marielle. Hi, it's good to have you on. I mean, what was it like when you first qualified to play? You were how old? 12?
I was 12 when I first qualified. I was actually really shocked. I just entered the qualifier just for experience, actually.
You just wanted to get that competitive edge.
Yes.
Under your belt. Mm-hmm. So then you go and play in Colorado at the Broadmoor.
Yeah.
A huge golf course. Was it completely different than your experience in Hawaii?
It was completely different. There were so many people out there watching, and surprisingly, there was a lot of people watching my group, and I was like, oh, wow.
You were on television.
Mm-hmm.
we were watching you. You look really good.
Thank you.
You have a beautiful swing. So you did not make the cut.
No.
But what did you take from that experience?
I just watched how the professionals just held their composure throughout the week. I know that they've been playing for such a long time, and I give them a lot of credit for what they do.
Yeah, and then now, okay, so then you go to Sabonic. You mm-hmm. qualify again for a U.S. Women's Open. So now you've got the experience of the Broadmoor, and you go to Sabonic. What were you ready for that now?
I was a lot more ready. There weren't as many people, so I was more able to focus on my game.
Yeah. How do the people in the gallery distract you?
They didn't distract me that much. If anything, it would be applause from a different green.
Ah.
Yeah.
So that's where you... You know, when I was at Augusta walking the course, if something would happen three or four holes away, and there'd be this huge roar, and it echoed through the course. And I thought, my goodness, not only are you dealing with what's happening with right there, maybe you're playing against somebody who's doing really well, and all the applause for them, and you're feeling like, oh, gosh, I've got to catch up, right? But here comes this applause from another place. All that adds to the pressure, I imagine.
Mm-hmm, it does. But with experience of both tournaments, I guess that tournaments like these, they're a lot of fun. It just, I don't feel as much pressure, so I'm able to play a lot more.
Okay. Now, here you are. You're leading. Do you prefer to be leading an event like the Jenny K. Wilson Invitational here at the Mid-Pacific Country Club, or do you like to chase?
It feels pretty good to lead, but it doesn't mean that I give up either, saying that, oh, I've got the tournament. I'm still going to go out there and play my best, and hopefully I'll be able to maintain the lead.
Now, you're 16, mm-hmm. and you're playing for Punahou?
Yes.
Your plans for this summer, I believe we just had the U.S. Women's Qualifier mm-hmm. at Wailea Country Club. How does that go?
I was one stroke away from qualifying again, so I'm first alternate.
Wow. And that's, how do you handle, that must have been, I don't mean to say this, but was it kind of like a, darn.
Yeah, it was. Now that I look back, I see that all the one shots that I could have, plays a lot better.
If I'd done this,
then I could have made it.
Yeah. Yeah. And now they say that golf is the one sport that you need to have no memories. You have to be able to like erase.
Mm-hmm.
How do you do that? Do you dwell on it and then say goodbye?
Well, most of the time I do. Like, I think about what I did wrong, then I'm like, okay, just forget about it and just play the next hole
and move on. Mm-hmm. I think Tiger Woods' father gave him the 10-second rule. He was allowed to get upset for X amount of seconds and then done. Go on to the next thing. And that's a discipline that I know I don't have. Yeah. I think about the show for, days, what I could have done better. This is a beautiful course, the Mid-Pacific Country Club, mm-hmm. for the 64th Jenny K. Invitational.
It definitely is.
How does it suit, when they say, does it suit your eye? Does it, this course suit your eye? Do you like how it looks? Do you like how it feels?
I do like how the course feels. The conditions are good.
Oh, I think Mr. Sousa is here. He's on the rules committee, and somebody's calling him. We have a full house. Yes. So when they say, does it suit your eye, does this course suit your eye?
It definitely does. I really like the front nine, and even though the back nine is a little bit more challenging, it's still a really good fit for this tournament.
Isn't it nice? I was fortunate I got to play the front nine, and the front nine, you sort of get on a roll. You
mm-hmm.
feel like you're, and then it's like running, and then you're up to speed, and then you go up, right? And you challenge yourself. Mm-hmm. What part of the game do you like right now the most?
Right now, I like putting. I'm more of a field golfer now throughout these years. And just being able to roll the putts really good is really important. It can always save you from getting a double. You can just get a bogey. So.
That's awesome. A field golfer.
Yeah.
I think so many of us have gotten into this, how do I swing it perfectly and how do I perform this shot rather than just playing. How did you make the transition from analyzing to feeling?
Well, when I was younger, it definitely had to be a lot of analyzing because you're starting to form your swing. But then over all these years, you've gotten to learn your swing eventually. And you just can feel when you're doing something wrong or when you're doing something right.
Oh, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't gotten there yet. And I'm a lot older. But I'm working on it. What advice would you give to somebody who's starting in the game?
It's just have a lot of patience and to keep practicing and don't give up even though you're not getting the results you're getting yet. Because I've been playing for 10 years and, it's still, there's some things you still need to work on. So it shows that golf isn't just an overnight goal.
It's not, but we can play it for our entire lives. That
mm-hmm.
that really is the beauty. I would like to bring in Carrie Schumann, the Jenny K. Invitational Tournament Chair. Welcome to, just a second, Marielle. Welcome to the show. It must be a challenge putting this together.
It's a big challenge because it's such a huge event. Where I'm very fortunate is the whole committee. They're so well trained and they work so hard. They want to do the best for this tournament, and they do.
Absolutely. Isn't it wonderful having Marielle Galdiano and all the young women, and then to, I think it goes from, I'm not sure what the youngest age is in the tournament, but from, at one point it was between 12 and 80, the age group.
This year it's 13, and then there are women that are 70, getting close to 80, yes.
But we're all playing golf. Yeah. It's fantastic.
And they're all having a great time.
And having a great time.
Yeah.
That's the thing about the Jenny K. Everybody has a party. Marielle, before I let you go, what do you do to prepare for a tournament the day of, or the morning of a round? How do you do your pre-round routine?
Well, I start out with a pretty decent, good breakfast, and then I just slowly start from on the practice range. I like to do that part last, so I feel like warmed up right before I tee off.
Excellent. And so you eat, are you doing stretching or any physical?
Yeah, to prevent injury most of the time. So staying in shape is really important too.
Okay, everybody, remember, just don't run to the course and jump in the, you know, and get those. We say that all the time. Marielle Galdiano, such a pleasure talking with
you.
Thank you for being on the show, and have a great round. May you hit the sweet spot every time. All right.
Good luck.
Yeah, we're going to come back after this break real quick, and we're going to talk some more about what it's like. You know, if you hear people saying, let's put on a tournament to raise money. We're talking with Carrie Schumann, Jenny K. Invitational Tournament Chair, and Susan Earn, the president of the Mid-Pacific Country Club Women's Division, right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Why wait? To be old enough or wise enough? Why wait to own the road ahead when you can do it now? Why wait to drive the Acura ILX? Why wait to experience design with purpose? An exterior so unique, you have to see it to believe it. Why wait to have the world within reach with the intuitive controls of the Acura ILX? Why wait to grab life by the wheel when you can do it now with paddle shifters? Why wait to follow the rules when you can make up your own? Why wait another 25 years to get what you want? The 2014 Acura ILX. Don't wait. Have a quarter-life crisis.
Be sure to come visit your Hawaii Acura dealers and check out our latest models, cutting-edge features, and amazing deals. Visit us today.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property guard and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Oh man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh man, can't be too happy about that one. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on The Golf Club.
This is the 64th Jenny K. Invitational. The motto of this event is Kulia Ika Nu'u, strive for the highest. It was the personal motto of Queen Kapiolani and Auntie Jenny. It fits for all women, all people, making a contribution to their own growth and the growth of the people around them. By example, that's strive for the highest, Kulia Ika Nu'u. In the lead right now is Marielle Galdiano, Malia Nam, Rose Wong, and tied for fourth, Arissa Hori and Brittany Fang, that is Fan, and Casey Masuda. In the A flight, it's Jenny Pack in the lead with Ann Yoshimura and Bev Kim and Lisa Judge and Pua Daniels tied for second. In the B flight, it's Lisa Lee leading, and you know this, and we're going to continue on because we've got the C flight, Kyung Omura and Lynn Ratai. And in the D flight, Chom Kaya and Cheryl Fontes and Young Min Bell. And in the E flight, Marcia Anderson and B.J. Solomonson. You know, what I'm trying to tell you here is there's a place for everybody who wants to do a little competition in this game of golf. And putting it all together, Susan Earn, president of the Mid-Pacific Country Club Women's Division, and Carrie Schumann, Jenny Kay Invitational Tournament Chair. I just, Carrie, you know, with your family having the roots that it has here in our community, it's great seeing you. How long have you participated as a golfer and a Jenny Kay Invitational Chair Committee member? I don't know how long you've been the tournament chair.
Oh, no, just this year.
This is it.
Believe me. I joined Mid-Pacific in 2001, and it's just the greatest course. Just love it. Just love the club. Besides that, I think I've been on the committee about 6 years.
So 6 years.
All different spots.
I was going to ask you, you know, we hear about charities, and they say, you know what, let's do a fundraiser, and we'll do a golf tournament. People who don't understand, do you recommend that, to do a tournament to raise money for a charity?
Certainly.
Yes. Yeah. Would you hire someone to do it for you, or would you have, you know, it's for people who've never done it before, it's much bigger than anyone really suspects.
It's huge when you think of all the people that put time and effort into it, the staff of Mid-Pacific Country Club and all the members, and it's just, it's horrendous, it really is.
Yeah,
I can't tell you how many people have had their hands in this tournament.
In this tournament.
Yeah.
And that's why you have a huge party at the end, because at the end, Susan Earn, president of the Mid-Pacific Country Club Women's Division, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I understand the party, you know, and because I get up so darn early on weekdays, I've not participated. I should just, you know, take the day off and say, hey, I'm going to the banquet. Yeah, traffic can do what it does. You have a good time, don't you, as the singing and dancing?
Yes, it's very emotional, and whether you play golf or not, you get wrapped up in the whole process. The committee chairs they're all excited. Everyone's, you know, they're thrilled. It's just always such a wonderful feeling, and that was what struck me the first time I participated as a committee person, and that encouraged me to want to play in it, which I have done. And it's just wonderful. The whole atmosphere is just full of aloha.
When did you take up golf?
A few years ago, about 20 years ago, but not seriously, as I didn't play that much, but I play a little bit more now.
Yeah, I've made a commitment to myself to actually get out at least once a month, you know, really.
Once a month? I'll twist your arm to join our group.
Because it's just so much fun. Whenever I go on the golf course, I lose everything that's bothering, all the stuff of the day, all the stuff of the week, it just goes away. It's gone. And it, frankly, I want to keep my pace of play up. And I bring this up because Marsha Lee is here. And, you know, the pace of play is really important. But when you're on the course and you're playing, it almost dissolves. We don't really think about pace of play. You know, I want to keep going, but at the same time, I'm not worried about rushing myself, unless I've got a group behind me. And then we just laugh, you know. We have the girls that I'm playing with, the Executive Women's Golf Association members, and there are just 25 of us, and I want to bring it up because, as I mentioned to you off-air before the show, I didn't have any friends to play with. They were family members. I've got a couple of, you know, how many girlfriends do we really have in life? You see it regularly, and they're like, that's nice, Daniel. I'm glad you do your golf show, but I really can't relate because we don't play. And then I really have to find people, but I'm not sure how. And then this just came to me, this opportunity. And I've met P.E. Lonnie and Tess and Evelyn, and we go out and play and have a really good time. And I think that's what is really important about the game, is that you make relationships, friendships, you meet people, and it's a gas. It's fun. You laugh and you get to play. So we want to take a quick break here and take care of the sponsors. This is the 64th Jenny Kay Invitational Show. The 2014 tournament benefits the Haleola Windward Spouse Abuse Treatment Center and the Hawaii State Women's Golf Foundation. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Do you suffer from migraines and headaches, stiff neck, or grind your teeth? Come see Dr. Armand Chong at the Hawaii TMJ Institute. 20 years and state-of-the-art diagnostics with a caring staff gives you peace of mind. We're located at 3660 Wailai Avenue in Kaimuki, above Kahala. Call 737-2865 for your appointment. Validated parking. The first step to ending your chronic pain is Dr. Armand Chong at the Hawaii TMJ Institute.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tea time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club. But you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the Golf Club.
And welcome back. Yes, we're live at the 64th Jenny K Invitational. Participants in the Jenny K are the best women golfers in Hawaii, and they come from around the world. Edna Lee Jacola won the first, and I think it was the second. She won two Jenny K's. Six-time winner Joan Damon, Billy Beamer, Leslie Ann Komoda, Anna Unemura, Michelle Wee. She won when she was 11 years old. It is the premier amateur women's golf event in Hawaii, a 54-hole low gross medal play for amateurs of all skill levels, whether you're 16 and a championship level, or whether you're E-Flight, doesn't matter. Jenny K was the wife of Mayor John Wilson. Jenny K Wilson, you know the Wilson Tunnel? We drive through it all the time, named after Mayor Wilson. Joining the show now is somebody who is very busy all the time, and being called from hole to hole, because without a golf cart, you would probably go crazy. Marcia Lee, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Danielle.
Are you you're in charge of the rules committee?
No, I'm not.
You're not.
Mr. Jonesemia is the chairman of the committee.
And chairman of the committee. But you're out on the course.
Yes, I am.
What does it take to be prepared for something like this tournament and to be a rules official in a tournament like this?
This particular tournament is absolutely fabulous to work on. The women are really learning their rules and keeping up their pace of play, and it's been fun to work with them. We have some interesting rules. There are some points on this golf course that can bring up some interesting ruling, but it's been wonderful. And yesterday was fabulous, and I'm looking forward to the two more days.
Can you give us an example of an interesting rule decision you had to make yesterday?
We had one in particular that regarding an out-of-bounds stake. Ball was resting up against it, but was not out of bounds. So that caused some, you know, interesting conversation, especially amongst the officials.
But what was the decision?
That she had to take an unplayable or try to play it from where it was laying, but she couldn't do that, so she took an unplayable.
Unplayable. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Hawaii State Women's Golf Association, do you have rules clinics for women to go to?
We do. We have in the past, and we're hoping to start up a whole bunch more. The HSWGA committee members, we all attend the rules courses presented by the United States Golf Association every time that it comes here, and some of us have actually gone to the mainland to take it when it wasn't here at a particular year. We study hard for it. It's a 3.5-day course. It's tough, and there's a pretty heavy test at the end of it. But we try to bring this to the women of our association and have them take it out to their friends and family that they play golf with, too. Because if we're all following the same rules, it makes it a much more fun game.
Yes.
Well,
what do you say to recreational golfers or golfers who are just getting into the game and may not know all the rules yet?
They won't, and they won't ever.
Oh.
Neither will I.
I like your frankness.
That's why we carry around this really thick book.
That would be the decision book.
Yes.
Yes, it's the little rules of golf book that you have that you get with the USGA packet when you send in your yearly, you know, membership. Mm-hmm. That's just the rules.
That's just the rules.
Yeah, it's like kind of like court decisions. The decisions book is thick and heavy, and so I don't mean to belabor the point, but I know a lot of people can be intimidated by rules and the idea that if they don't know all the rules, you know, in bowling, it's pretty simple to know the rules, right?
Exactly.
And so how do we get to people who are just getting into the game to get them to be comfortable playing a game that has all these rules?
Well, it would be really great to join a group if they don't belong to a club or to a group that they can learn from their fellow members and from the people that they're playing with. And don't ever be afraid to ask, especially when a rules situation arrives. And you always remember, I'll never forget my very first penalty. I'll never forget that rule as long as I live. And I think that happens to everybody. You just always remember that time that you were penalized for something that you didn't know.
What happened?
I don't even remember.
You just remember the penalty. That's priceless. I have to ask you, Susan, do you remember, Susan Ernest, the president of the Mid-Pacific Country Club Women's Division, do you remember your first penalty?
No, I don't. I remember, though, that on this particular course, number 5 is always inviting me to go in the water.
Inviting you?
Yes. But it's just part of the game. You just sort of learn to accept that some of your shots are really nice and some of them are not so nice. So that's part of the joy.
Now, what I've learned is that if it, you know, don't be a hero. It, you know, lay up or, you know, go sideways to go forward. Sometimes you got to do that in life in general, right? You know, they always say golf is like life. Well, there's times when you got to go backwards, mm-hmm. you know, take a step back to actually move forward. And I think that's one of the most important lessons that I've learned in this game, is don't be afraid to go backwards or sideways.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I learned that on this particular course.
On this particular course.
Number 17, yes. I tried to finesse something that I should not have.
You know.
It cost me a lot.
Well, it was you stand there and you go, you know, if I hit this just perfectly, I'll get around the tree. I just know I'll get around the tree, you know. Yeah, right. They're just getting the ball at the right angle. The problem is you forget that your follow, you know, the swing that comes after you contact with the ball, what's going to happen to your arm when that club then goes into contact with the tree? You know, there's so many things. And you watch on television and you see the really, really good golfers that are playing all the time. They pull off these shots. You know, there are things that they're doing that, you know, we just don't even understand. It's hard to grasp. So when you go out, Marsha Lee, rules official here at the Jenny K. Wilson Invitational, how many hours do you spend on the court?
12? Not quite. No. Depends on the type of tournament. This one in particular, we're finished by about 1:30.
Oh.
So we start at 7, finished by about 1:30, 1:45. Sunday will be a little slower because when it's the championship going on, then it gets a little slower, the pace.
Mm-hmm.
But I have sat through Mid-Pack Open from 6:30 in the morning until 6:30 at night or later.
Yeah. Mark Souza assisting with the rules. He's done rules here, and he's always here. He's the head professional here at Mid-Pacific Country Club. If you'd like to take a lesson, just give the Mid-Pacific Country Club Pro Shop a call because they've got a great staff here. That's Mark Souza. Marsha Lee, how many people are working with you today?
Today we have 4 plus Mark. He's like roaming. He's like our roamer. We have 4 of us out there, 2 on the front 9 and 2 on the back 9.
And what do you do for the slow people? Let's say, you know, I hear a lot of people say to me, you know, it's so hard to play with somebody who plays slow, and it just ruins my game.
And it can.
Mm-hmm. And is there a way of putting one person on the clock, or does the whole group have to be put on the clock?
Well, you'll put the group on the clock originally if there's an issue with slow play. There's positioning on the golf course where they should be at a certain point, should be on the tee box hitting before the group in front of them leaves the green on the fourth or par 5 or par 4. But if there isn't a particular individual, what we do is we clock them. We give them 40 seconds to hit each stroke once they're ready to hit. And then 50 seconds for the first player on the green, that type of thing. So there's all kinds of numbers involved. And we clock them, and then we'll take them off the clock if they're keeping up with their pace and getting to their right alignment.
So basically it's the whole group. Even
in the beginning, of course.
But yep. Then
we can penalize one person.
One person.
Mm-hmm.
That's good, because I often, it's like not fair. They put the whole, all of us, and it's hurting my game. I'm now on the clock. I feel pressure. Plus, I'm not performing as well as I could be because this person is playing slow. It's like a double whammy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
But that's just the way it is. Huh?
And we have to just remember to play our own game and don't totally destroy your own game because of something that's happening. But you can always tell your fellow competitor, we need to step it up, especially in tournament play. You just tell them, we need to step it up. Just stay on the clock so we're not behind and we're not being penalized.
That's awesome. That one of our friends from the EWGA is here now, Evelyn Fullerton. Thanks for coming, Evelyn. We're talking right now with Marsha Lee. She's a rules official. And where do you go now? What's your assignment today?
My favorite assignment on this golf course, as everybody knows, is I do 12, 13, 14, and 15, because I can do four holes at the same time. So I sit up at the top of the hill on the back nine, and I just watch everything that's going on and get called away, and it's my very favorite spot. The best part about my chair people now is they say, just go to your spot.
Go to your spot. Oh, I love your people. They know where you want to be. I think it's number seven that I had the biggest problem with. Is seven the water?
Five.
Is it five?
The one Susan was talking about.
Thank you, boy. It does call to you. Then that's why I lay. You say you got to lay up or go for it. I'm like, go for it. Those balls are expensive. I'm not going for it. I'm laying up. Real pleasure talking with you, Marsha.
Thank you so much, Danielle,
for being on the show, and have a great round today. I hope there are no complicated issues and that everybody has a great time. I know everybody will have a great time.
They will,
yes.
For sure. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We're going to take a break real quick, and we'll be back. We're right here at the 64th Jenny K. Wilson Invitational. It's the 2014 tournament benefiting Haleola Windward Spouse Abuse Center and the Hawaii State Women's Golf Foundation. And it is sponsored by UHA, and we really want to thank UHA for their continued support, the title sponsor of the Jenny K. Wilson Invitational at the Mid-Pacific Country Club. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
The beaten path is not for everyone. That's why we designed the new Acura MDX just for you. With features like Jewel-Eye LED headlights that mimic natural sunlight, illuminating more of what lies ahead. Integrated dynamic system with three separate performance settings to meet your mood. One-touch walk-in for simple one-button access in and out of the third row. And available AcuraLink surface street traffic information to keep you one step ahead of the herd. Maybe it's called the beaten path, because it can be beaten. Introducing the new 2014 Acura MDX. 3-year traffic subscription included. See your Acura dealer for system and coverage details.
Be sure to come visit your Hawaii Acura dealers and check out our latest models, cutting-edge features, and amazing deals. Visit us today.
In the security business, trust is earned over time.
That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting-edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star, Star Protection Agency.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
Welcome back. We've got a fabulous full house. I just love doing the Jenny K. Wilson Invitational here at Mid-Pacific Country Club because women are the most enthusiastic bunch of people. And they're always so willing to be a part of the show and make it great. So yesterday I was talking to Phyllis, And I said, it's going to be the best show ever, Phyllis. And so, you know, she's worried. And I said, don't even worry about it. It's going to be the best show ever. And Kerry Schuman is a Jenny Kay Invitational Tournament chair. And I wanted to talk with you, Kerry, because these things don't just happen. The Mid-Pacific Country Club, the membership, they're giving up a Saturday, a Friday, a Thursday? Do they give up Thursday, too, and
no,
Sunday?
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay,
you know.
But that's still a weekend when they may probably at that time they just really want to play golf. And we want to thank them. They want to thank them. But the biggest concern, of course, is having the financial backing to make something like this happen. And UHA has stepped up. How many years has the United Health Alliance, United Health Alliance, is that it?
Yeah. 2006, they started being our title sponsor. And it's UHA Health Insurance.
UHA Health Insurance. Okay, great. A friend of mine, longtime friend, I remember when he and his wife were talking about creating this, doctors who wanted to create a health insurance company. And that's what UHA Health Insurance became, with a group of doctors, right?
Dr. Max Botticelli was the founder.
Dr. Max.
Yes.
Dr. Max. He was here all the time. He was a big supporter of golf.
Yes. He was a member here, as was his wife. She was a member of our women's division. And just the sweetest, nicest people.
And wonderful. Yeah. And so UHA Health Insurance is the title sponsor. Do we have other sponsors who have been consistently supporting the Jenny K. Wilson that you'd like to mention?
Not since UHA.
Not
started.
Since. So UHA is the one, and Mid-Pacific Country Club.
Well, that's another very big one, yes.
Has the Mid-Pacific Women's Division, the Mid-Pacific Country Club Women's Division, always put the event on, or do you bring friends in as volunteers? How do you get your volunteers?
Boy, we work really hard at that. Most of them are in-house, but a lot of them come as friends.
As friends of the
friends, husband, boyfriend.
You're drafted.
Yes.
That's wonderful. Well, it's something that the Executive Women's Golf Association, it's EWGA Hawaii Chapter. We started in September. I'd like to introduce our tournament chair, Evelyn Fullerton. Welcome to the show, Evelyn.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you, Danielle, for inviting us.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I'm the, what is my title? I have a title. I can't remember what it is. I'm on the board.
Recruitment director.
Voila. Which is why I'm constantly talking about it in recruiting. I would love you to go to the EWGAHawaii.com site and check it out. But we've got our tournament coming up.
Correct.
And what was it like? I was talking with Kerry Schuman about the challenges of being a tournament director. Now, here you're a tournament director. Did you expect as much work?
Oh, there was a lot of work, but we're going to make it fun for everyone, and that is basically what we want to do is to establish our first annual and hopefully grow from there.
Yeah. So, but the organizing, you know, the everything that goes into creating it and getting people to step up, since we're a small group, and it's not that hard, but still, there's so many things to remember. You need to have, you know, a rules official and all the different things that you need for a tournament.
Exactly, and we couldn't have done it with the help of our headquarters. Lisa Becca, who's our golf tournament director, as well as Sally McDaniels from EWGA headquarters, they're basically our backbone and supporting and guiding us, since this is going to be our first year.
Yeah, we're going to be playing at Turtle Bay at the George Fazio course. Why do you like being in the EWGA? What's been good? What about it do you like?
Well, actually, it was able for us to, like you said, meet new friends, found a steady play of golfers that we could meet once or twice a month and go out with.
Some of them go out more than once or twice a month.
Yeah, we like to go out once a week and network as well.
Network.
Right. And the EWGA, what we do is we promote the growth for golfers and women, and we're also an advocate to move positive changes.
Mm. You know, what I like about the EWGA, too, is that you don't have to be a great golfer.
Absolutely.
Okay, and you don't have to have a handicap. And one of the things about, you know, if you want to join the Hawaii State Women's Golf Association, which we're all going to do now that we all have handicaps, or the Hawaii State Golf Association, you can't do that without a handicap. And sometimes people wonder, well, how do I get a handicap, and how do I find the people that, you know, would, you know, women that would be fun to play with? And by the way, men are welcome to join the EWGA. We have, in fact, our treasurer is a man.
Right.
On our, so you find women who just like to play in all different walks of life. You know, Tess Baracchio is our marketing director, and Evelyn
Christina Harris is our educational director.
Yeah, we have just and P.E. Lonnie Colhane, she's our handicap chair director. Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, so we have, and it's Waimanalo to you know
West Block, Colina,
right. Everybody is involved in it, and everybody does different things. There's some people are in the military. Some people have lived here their entire lives. Some people are just coming to Hawaii and looking for friends, looking to find people who like to play golf.
And another thing is that they could be beginners, because we have all flights. So we have four different flights. If they're learning the golf, we do have flight four for that category,
mm-hmm.
and that's handicap 35 to 40.4.
Yeah,
so you
I'm right in there.
We don't have to be good. As long as you have that passion, and I believe all of the women that in our group, they do have passion for golfing, want to improve their skills. And in fact, last week we did have a golf clinic with Leland over at
One of the golf courses,
mm-hmm. And that was great. We had it for about an hour.
Yeah. What we do is for $10 per person, you know, you or depending on how many people there are, sometimes it's 20, but we have group clinics, right? Yeah, so it works out really well. Evelyn Fullerton, our tournament chair for the Executive Women's Golf Association, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
And you'll hang out with us?
Absolutely.
Oh, cool. Excellent. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back, because we are doing the fabulous Jenny K. Wilson Invitational. This is the 64th Jenny K. Wilson Invitational at the Mid-Pacific Country Club in Lanikai on Oahu's Windward Coast. We're talking with Susan Earn, the president of the Mid-Pacific Country Club Women's Division, and Carrie Schumann, the Jenny K. Invitational Tournament Director. And we're going to be talking with Mark Souza coming up right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poipu Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poipu Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poipu Bay. That's 742-8711. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem.
Do you suffer from migraines and headaches, stiff neck, or grind your teeth? Come see Dr. Armand Chong at the Hawaii TMJ Institute. 20 years in state-of-the-art diagnostics with a caring staff gives you peace of mind. We're located at 3660 Wailai Avenue in Kaimuki, above Kahala. Call 737-2865 for your appointment. Validated parking. The first step to ending your chronic pain is Dr. Armand Chong at the Hawaii TMJ Institute.
It's the Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor links. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And welcome back. In the clubhouse, we have, you know, as I mentioned, we have women amateurs from around the world who actually, Jenny K. Wilson Invitational has gotten a reputation to be one of the best amateur women's events. And I invite you, if you're listening on the mainland, make plans. I mean, the opportunity to play the Mid-Pacific Country Club is a really cool opportunity. And it's a beautiful location. And it's a fabulous event. And the women who put this together work really hard to make sure that you are going to have a good time. The banquet is awesome. And the women coming from Japan, in fact, last year, she's not our defending champion because she turned professional. Hinako Yamauchi won last year's event. She came from Japan. And today, Kiyomi?
Yes.
Well, I don't have your last name. I'm sorry.
Okubo. Kiyomi Okubo.
And thank you very much. A hostess of the three Japan golfers. Do we have, how many women from Japan are playing this year's Jenny K?
Three.
How do they find out about the Jenny K Wilson Invitational all the way in Japan? How do they hear about it?
Because Japanese people really love Hawaii, especially, and this tournament is really famous in Japan.
It's famous in Japan. You know, it's interesting, if you didn't know this, that there are some of the largest hula troupes in Japan. And hula and Hawaiian music is loved by the Japanese people. So when they come, if you come to Lanikai, you'll see a lot of women, and they're from Japan. You know this because they're dressed. You have a certain style that you wear, and then you're on bikes. And you rent the bikes, and I see them go up and down Alapapa and come back down, right, and go to the beach. It's a favorite destination here.
Yeah.
When you come over, where do they stay when they come to visit? Where do you find a home here?
No, we always stay in Waikiki. Mm-hmm. Waikiki area.
Yeah, and then you get them here.
That's by taxi or and by car.
By car, that's wonderful. It is wonderful. Do they want to come back after?
Of course.
Yeah. It must be quite expensive to make the journey.
Yeah.
Do they have sponsors who help them?
We have really good sponsors.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And the amateur women who are playing are not defending champion, but last year's champion, Hinako Yamauchi. How long had she been playing before she just turned professional? How long had she been playing before she came here?
Only one.
Well, she played once here?
Last year.
And when did she start playing golf?
She started maybe 7 or 8 years old.
Oh, when she was 7 or 8 years old. So like our junior golfers,
start
very young and play well. So Hinako, is she, is she now playing in the Japan LPGA?
Yeah.
Is the Japan LPGA more popular than the men's men's PGA tournament in Japan?
Exactly.
Yes. That's what we're doing today. We're celebrating women in golf. And I thank you, Kiyomi. Thank you so much for being the hostess, and thank you for being on the show. I really appreciate that. It's wonderful knowing that golfers from Japan are coming to Hawaii so that they can, be a part and play. Mark Souza.
Hi, good morning, Danielle.
Good morning. And you're such a steady person to have here on with what's it like? What's the difference between the Mid-Pack Open when the guys come out and the Jenny K Wilson?
Well, the Jenny K is it's a lot more relaxed, and the ladies seem to have more fun, playing in the tournament. The guys are very serious. They're playing for a lot of money. We play for $14,000 this year at the Mid-Pacific Open.
That's a lot of money.
Prize. Yes, we Mike Kawaharada, our chairman, upped it up from last year, and we've got some serious players. We had players in from California, Arizona, and
Nick Mason won.
And Nick Mason won
from Lelehua.
Lelehua High School.
Anytime
right.
anyone right has goes to high school here, they're forever going to be identified as the high school they went to Hawaii. Right?
Right.
I went to McKinley, so I'm always I'll always be the McKinley Tiger, you know. And yeah. I don't know what the Leilehua is, but my son went to Kahuku, so he's been the Red Raider forever
and
ever.
Right. And I went to Kailua High
Mule.
School.
Leilehua Mules. Yeah. You went where?
To Kailua High School.
Kailua, yay!
And we got our class reunion coming up on June 6th and 7th. I have to put that in there.
That would be a plug alert. Okay,
right.
Everybody, get over to your reunion and have a good time. And don't forget. So we've got Brittany Fenn, and Marielle Galdiano was in here earlier. Boy, is she a wonderful young lady. So composed. 16 years old. It's just amazing, isn't she?
She's played 2 U.S. Opens. She hasn't missed a Jenny Kay, and she's very focused and sweet person.
Yeah, she is. Yeah. All of that. You know, it's just wonderful. As a mother, I always wonder when they're going to kick their heels, you know, because the teenagers always end up doing that. But with a good, steady ship, you know, it all works out. So you're the roving rules official. What does the roving rules official do?
Okay, basically, my job out there is just to make sure everyone is in their position and making sure the course of the pace of play is going good out there.
You're
today.
The pace
and
of play
yesterday,
man.
What pace of play was perfect. I mean, if the golf course is in fantastic shape, the greens are running about 9. The fairways are beautiful, and so it just leads to quicker play and a lot more fun. So we had one incident where we had about 3 groups on the 11th tee, and so Jim got out there and got them worked out. But it was a matter of them; they lost the ball out there. So after five minutes, it was perfect.
So it's really hard to lose a ball, and you feel like I know when we're playing recreationally. You know, some of us get a little bit more, you know, should I go down that ravine? You become attached to the ball that you've lost. I don't know what it is, but it's like, I want to find the ball. Where'd it go?
Because that ball was good to you. It gave you a par or bogey in the lasso, so you don't want to lose that ball, right?
Right. And I want to be able to hit. I know it's got to be in a better location than I thought it was.
Uh-huh.
That's the other thing that I... I know it's all, you know, hocus-pocus dreaming, but, hey, I'm hoping to find it.
Yeah, right. And as you mentioned earlier in the show, too, the balls are expensive, you know. And
they are that, too. It's like, gosh darn it, that's a whole half a third of a sleeve. So, darn, that's all I've got left. Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Well, any interesting ruling for you yesterday?
Not really. It was so perfect. The course just leads to... no type of major decision. So,
how are the greens running?
The greens are running 9, which is perfect. You know, because we have ladies from a 0 handicap to about 22. So the green speed is perfect for all skills of golfers.
I
out
like
here
that.
Today.
I don't like it when it gets too fast.
Yeah, the Mid-Pac Open we had it about 12, and it was a little on the quick side.
It's Jason's fault.
Jason is fantastic. You know what I mean? Jason's fantastic.
Yeah, he is fantastic. Yeah. Now, if we want to take lessons, Mark, tell us. I know because you're a club fitter, and I've just got to tell you this. I got ladies' length, and I'm just too tall for ladies' length. I use a men's length of golf.
Right.
And if you're tall, ladies, there's no reason why you can't have a golf club that suits your height.
Exactly. In fact, you should, before you even think about getting a set of clubs, like we have a hitting board, and you should come out and see me, and we have different types of clubs that you can hit, and then we measure the club length and get the proper lie and loft on the club. So when you get out there, you know that club is fit for you, and if you hit a good shot, it's because of you, right? It's not the club. So
yes.
Definitely just don't go out to buy a set of clubs. You got to see a PGA golf professional and get those clubs fit for you and for your swing.
And I'm going to say something, I don't know if it's controversial or not, but I actually built my set slowly. Because I didn't think I would ever be able to use 14 clubs right off the bat. I wouldn't know what any one of them did. So I started with driver, 7-iron, and putter.
That's great. That's great.
And then I added a three wood and, you know, a pitching wedge and sand, you know.
Right,
and I've
right.
got a little lofty thingy going on now. So I've got a little wedge.
Yeah,
three,
right, right.
You know?
Get started in a starter set. In a starter set should be somewhere like a three wood and a hybrid mid-iron and a putter. You know, and maybe a 9-iron or something like that. In fact, what we have here is a program for Get Golf Ready.
Mm-hmm.
It's for women golfers that are brand new to the game. And our first gathering is what you should have in your golf bag. There's a book out by Ann Kelly, Feeling Naked on the First Tee. We give every participant in that book, and it says what you should have in your golf bag, what you should come to the tee with, and like I say, our first lesson is how to hold that golf ball.
I love it.
Where to put it in your hand, how to hold the tee in there, put it in the ground, where to park the cart, watch your shadow. You know, we don't even hit a ball in the first lesson. We talk about golf, and then we take them out on the golf course as to where to park the cart, what a divot is, what a ball mark is, and it's a lot of fun, and we got some women started in that, and right now they're in our women's division. So it's a growth process. So.
It's awesome. That's perfect.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
So that's what you got to do. You got to give Mark Sousa a call about club fitting, about lessons, about Get Golf Ready. What's your phone number?
261-9765.
261-9765.
Right at the golf shop.
And what do you have in front
okay.
of you that you want to talk about?
Yes, I want to talk about
He's
this.
He's on a mission.
I'm on a mission for promotion. See, the PGA of America, the Aloha section,
uh-huh.
and the PGA of America is doing a PGA Golf League. This is the first year in the island. So what we have is going to be a team competition. It's junior golfers, and we haven't started. There's a number of clubs participating. We have Wildlife Country Club, Oahu Country Club, Waikoloa, Oahu Country Club, and Mid-Pacific. And we have a league, golf league, a PGA golf league that's going to be starting in June. And our first tournament is going to be held at Oahu Country Club.
Cool.
And it's going to be June 9th, and it's going to run through July 14th. And what it is, it's going to be like a soccer league. We're going to have eight children on the team. They're going to have their uniform with stripes.
Team. Oh, that's
it's
fantastic.
It's a team event.
Oh,
and,
yes.
and the ages are from 9 to 13.
Oh, bravo.
And all of us, well, we're teamed up with Oahu Country Club. So we got our juniors in Oahu together. So we're going to be having our first tournament on June 9th at the Wildlife Country Club. And it's going to be consisting of team play, and we're going to be playing a scramble. So every three holes, we're going to assign a point. So there's going to be, for example, at Wailea, there's going to be Wailea in Oahu, and us are going to be competing on June 9th at 4 o'clock. So we got that going.
Yes,
and
yes. I'm really excited. Yes.
And this is the first year. And if it goes really good, which I know it's going to be really good, next year when we get it rolling, we're going to have a team champion, and we're going to send them to Florida.
Yes, because the PGA of America started this. This is league play
golf play,
so
right,
kids
right.
can feel like they're on a team like they do in baseball or any
exactly,
other event.
Exactly, exactly. And the parents are going to be involved. The parents are going to be out there. We're going to play golf. We got drinks. And then after that, a little presentation. We're going to do a clinic for the kids, too, before they go out. And
we're going to make them all golf moms.
We're
going to
make them golf. Exactly. Exactly.
That's the whole idea.
Right.
Mark Sousa, it's always fun talking with you. Thank you so much for
Danielle.
Being on the show.
Thank you for coming. And good luck to all the participants of the Jenny K.
You should join me on another show, too, so we can talk
sure.
about that again.
Fantastic.
That would be fabulous.
That would be fabulous.
Okay, good. Okay, now I have to do something called the legal ID. We are on all of these radio stations that I'm going to mention. KPUA Hilo, KGU Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo. And we're going to also let you know that you can always listen to the show at radiogolfclub.com. That's my website, radiogolfclub.com. And it's streaming live, but it's also archived. So let's say you just tuned in late and you want to know, what were they talking about? You can always listen to that. And Pam Swenson, she is the CEO of EWGA. She's joining us. But before I bring back the three wonderful women who have started the show with me and who worked so hard to make the Jenny K, the 64th Jenny K Invitational, a success with the UHA Health Alliance Health Insurance Company, Susan Earn and Carrie Schumann will be joining us too. They'll be with Pam Swenson, so we talk a little bit more about what. How big? I didn't know that the EWGA was in Italy. Does that mean that I can play Italian courses if I go there? Before we do that, Mickey Monta, she is 13. She's the youngest player from Kaimuki Middle School. She started playing golf when she was 6 years old. Welcome to the Golf Club Radio Show. It's so good to have you on the air with me. Thank you, Mickey. You started when you were six?
Yes.
Did you start with the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association?
Yes.
What was your first tournament?
It was the Mililani.
At Mililani? Yep. Do you have a moment in golf that is your favorite time, the favorite thing that you remember about something that happened to you on a golf course?
It was when I made a birdie putt on one of my tournaments that I really wanted to win.
And did you win?
Yes.
Bravo. Mickey Monta at Kaimuki Middle. I started playing golf when she was six. You were in the Callaway Junior World Tournament?
Yes.
Where was that held, and how did you do?
It was held at San Diego, and I was ninth place.
Ninth?
Yes.
Was it very different playing in San Diego than playing in Hawaii?
It was more competitive, and it was fun playing with many people around the world.
Yeah, but it was challenging too, yes?
Yes?
When you're not at home, when you're at home, you feel very comfy.
Yes.
And, yeah, so, but it's a good experience. Do you feel more more able to take on things like the Jenny K. Wilson?
Yes.
Yeah, that's wonderful. At 13, you're the youngest this year. That's great job, and thank you so much. You speak fluent Japanese?
Yes.
Wow. Did you start speaking when you were very small?
Since I was a baby.
Wow, right. So bilingual. That is so smart. It is very smart. Your parents spoke to you in Japanese and in English. Wonderful. Mickey Monta, thanks so much for being on the show with us.
Thank you.
And good luck today.
Thank you.
We're very happy to see you. Thank you so much. Aloha. Okay, we're going to bring a wonderful woman that I have not met in person, but I've gotten a lot of help from through the putting together the Executive Women's Golf Association. Susan Earn, the president of the Mid-Pacific Country Club Women's Division, is with us, as is Carrie Schumann, the Jenny K Invitational Tournament Chair. And let's all welcome to the show Pam Swenson, the CEO, Executive Women's Golf Association. Welcome.
Thank you.
You know, we've got this fabulous tournament happening here in Hawaii. 13-year-old Mickey Monta is the youngest player. We have women in their upper 70s. They're the older players. That's sort of like the Executive Women's Golf Association. We've all women. Tell us about it.
Well, it's pretty exciting because it does attract a large age range of women. And, you know, we got started as a business building networking group. And, you know, it's just grown and mushroomed. And EWGA Hawaii is our newest chapter. And we're so excited. And it's all about welcoming women to play the game for business and for fun.
Exactly.
And a little competition mixed in there, too, doesn't hurt.
And and it's so good because you find out how you do under pressure when you have that little bit of competition. I didn't know that EWGA had gone worldwide.
Yes. Yes.
When did that happen?
Well, it started a few years ago. We have EWGA in Canada, and that was really, you know, quite a natural progression from EWGA in the United States. And then we opened up EWGA in Italy, outside of Verona, and Bermuda, and now also South Africa in Cape Town.
We're in South. So if I'm an EWGA member in Hawaii, and I go to South Africa, Cape Town, do I have privileges? Can I meet up with the women there? Will they help me find places to play?
Yes, absolutely. That's the best thing about the EWGA. If you travel in the States or you travel abroad and you want to connect, you can use the membership directory or get in touch with the chapter president, and they would welcome you with open arms and help you, entertain you, give you people to play with, give you advice. I mean, I think that's one of the greatest benefits of membership.
It is. I love it. And we have women coming over. We have women who are members of the Hawaii chapter, or let me reverse that. They're members of a mainland chapter, and for a reduced amount, they can be members of the Hawaii chapter. So they're dual members. It's wonderful.
Yes. Yeah.
Let me interrupt us all. Malia Nam, she's just walked in, and she's competing in the 64th Jenny K Invitational, the Jenny K Wilson Invitational, and the title sponsor is UHA Health Insurance. Malia Nam shot a 60, make that a 72 yesterday. I'm just thinking very positive thoughts, Malia. What do you like about the Mid-Pacific Country Club?
Well, it's my home course, so I practice here almost every day. I like how there's some holes that are easy and you have many birdie opportunities, and then there's some holes where you really have to test your mental game.
Test your mental game. So that's a really that's key, isn't it?
Yeah.
How do you settle yourself down when you get upset with yourself?
Well, I try not to think about that last hole because when I was younger, I did that, and I just went and downhill slope and just snowballed, and that would just do worse and worse. But I learned how to just forget about it and just pretend like I'm playing out just by myself and not think it's a tournament.
You know, I like that. And I think what's important for adults who are listening right now, who maybe just, you know, haven't had the rigors of competition, that they need to remember that it takes time to learn your skill that you've got, that you've learned, right?
Yeah.
It didn't happen overnight.
Yeah. I've been playing golf for 8 years now, and it's just kind of it.
Yeah, and it clicked in. What part of your game do you like the best right now?
I'd probably say putting.
You know, that's interesting. I've heard putting this morning a lot. When did putting be? So many people say, I love the driver, man, you know. When did putting become a love?
I like putting ever since I started golf because it just, there was like mini putt and like all that stuff. And
yeah.
Going to the range and just hitting continuous shots was boring to me. So putting was just different spots you can putt from. And then there's mini putt you can do. And it's funner to practice.
Yeah. One of our teachers, when we were doing Get Golf Ready, EWGA, showed us some little putting drills and putting tees in so that you learn and you play games. So you can do both of those things.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, how do you approach number five?
I hit driver first, and then I usually lay up, then... I actually made it pretty yesterday on that hole.
Wow. We are impressed. Susan's going, that hole attracts my ball, the water. Yeah, that's what she said earlier in the show. That. Oh, Malia Nam, how do you prepare for today's round?
I'm not like one of those type of people that get so serious and into it. I mean, I always tend to do better when I'm just thinking if I'm out there and it's just a normal tournament, it's just a tournament, not the Jenny K or...
Yes.
So I just practice the same. I come here and practice and just do my game.
Excellent. It's really a pleasure. Thanks so much for being on the show. It's really cool. And I'm so happy that you get to play here all the time.
Yeah.
Thanks for being on the show. Have a great round. Good luck today. Awesome. All right. We're talking... Pam, isn't it exciting, you know, that all these young ladies are competing? And I didn't mean to interrupt you, but here comes another one. And she's, this young lady, we're talking with Pam Swenson. She's the CEO of the Executive Women's Golf Association nationwide. And, of course, we now are welcoming to the show a young woman who has played on the LPGA Tour. And I've got to ask you, it's Brittany Phan, she's 18, hometown's Pearl City, trained at KMR School of Golf, Ko'olau, graduated from Kamehameha Schools, and you're playing for University of Colorado, right?
Yeah, coming in August. That's, I'll be attending.
That's cool. Christina Kim played. Didn't she play at UFC? I think so.
I think she played for a couple years and then...
And then moved?
Yeah.
Yeah. Junior World Qualifier, Hawaii Match Play, Star Advertiser, All-Star Second Team, Jenny Kay, you've played here before. But let's talk about the North Texas LPGA Shootout. That was just a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, so I actually got accepted and invited as a college participant. So there was 24 girls playing for two spots. And then I shot a 3-under 68, and then got one of the spots. So it was really cool being inside the rope.
I bet. What's, I
that's
mean,
fantastic.
Isn't that Vets Pam Swenson?
So
she's the CEO of EWGA. She just said she's so impressed. We are too, Pam. Tell us what it was like playing with women. What did you learn, I suppose, is what I really am looking for here.
Okay, well, what I learned is that everybody hits mishits, but their mishits aren't that bad. So their mishits are still on the green or it's in play. They don't hit out of bounds that often. And their short game is really, really good.
So what do you have to do? I mean, what did you take away that you decided I need to do X after experiencing this?
Well, what I learned is that I definitely need to improve more on my short game. Because my hitting may not be there every day, but if I can save it with short game and putting, then I think I'll be able to score.
It's kind of like watching Tiger Woods version 2 or 1, or, you know, the one before 3 and now. He's recovering from back surgery. I don't mean to say anything, but, you know, I'm not sure if you're old enough to have watched him. He would play, he would hit a drive and it would go like, oh, my God, how is he going to get out of that mess? And he would pull off this miraculous shot, and then he's on the green. And then he putts, and it goes in. I mean, okay, maybe not like that every time, but his recovery was amazing from errant shots that you thought, well, you know, that would take anybody else out of the game completely.
Yeah, I think I watched the Tiger Woods documentary, and his father was saying that he learned from the green backwards. Whereas a lot of players learn from tee to green. He learned green to tee.
That's right. He was on Johnny Carson putting when he was 2.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
How did you
so,
find the weather in Las Colinas? Wasn't it really hot there that weekend?
You know what? My mom checked the forecast, and it was supposed to be 85 to 90, but one day during the practice round was 46 and the high was 69. So I didn't prepare for that. I had to run over to the store and buy some heat warmers, gloves, Under Armour, clothes, and all that. Yeah. But other than that, it was really nice.
So it went from really cold to really hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's golf.
That's Texas,
well, I'm
right?
I'm so delighted. I mean, I hate to say this, but I'm so delighted that you have that experience because the EWGA chapter in Dallas was involved with that event, and I was actually there that week, early in the week, because we conducted a professional women in golf day right there at Las Colinas.
Oh, wow, that's great.
And we're all together here now in Hawaii. This is marvelous.
Yeah.
Brittany fan, thanks. I'm a big fan. I'd love to have you on the show, and we can just talk story rather than while you're about to go into competition.
Thank you. I love talking to you.
Thank you very
Anytime.
Much. Absolutely great. I'll be in touch.
All right, we will.
Okay, good.
Thank
Brittany,
you.
Thank you very much, and good luck today.
Thanks.
Thank you. Okay, we're talking again. Let's bring back. We have Pam Svensson, and she is the CEO of the Executive Women's Golf Association, and we have Susan Earn. She is the president of the Mid-Pacific Golf Women's Division, and we have Carrie Schumann. She is the tournament director for the Jenny Kay Wilson. So all of us together, can you repeat to me real quick, Pam, did you say that if I travel to, let's say, Italy, that as a member of the EWGA, I would be able to play, people there would like take me in and show me great golf courses?
Absolutely, yes. Yes, we exist to provide these opportunities for women all around the world, and there's nothing like having that camaraderie and that association through an organization like EWGA.
Fantastic. How do we become members?
Just go to our website, EWGA.com. We invite you, ladies. I would love everyone to play golf. You know, I know you've got a tournament director here on the phone, and, you know, we have a competitive group. We won a championship. We've got match play. And I'm just so impressed with these young girls because I know they're all future prospects to belong to our organization.
I love you, Pam. You're so positive. Yes, absolutely. So what we're going to do now is I have another lady that I discovered. She got in touch with me, and I just wanted to turn you gals onto this fabulous website. And I'm going to have to bring it up. And it's Address It Golf. Address It Golf. And I'm always looking for fashion. So many of us don't get to, dress just dresses you can go to the golf course, and then you can go to work. And this young lady has been playing recreational golf for about 15 years, and her name is Christy Swanson. You can add designer now to her list of credits. She's best known for her starring role in the 20th Century Fox film Buffy the Vampire Slayer. She has been in television appearances like Just Shoot Me, CSI Miami, Growing Pains, Knots Landing, Early Edition, Psych, Law and Order, Criminal Intent. She loves to cruise on her motorcycle, or she loves to play golf. And her husband and business partner, Lloyd Eiler, two-time Olympic bronze medalist in Paris figure skating and member of the Canadian Sports Hall of Fame. Her charitable efforts include supporting the Gary Sinise Foundation and the USO. Now, welcome to the show, Christy Swanson.
Hello, how are you?
Excellent. And Pam Swanson is the EWGA CEO. She's on the line with us. And Carrie Schumann is our Jenny K Invitational Tournament Chair. And Susan Earn is the president of the Mid-Pacific Country Club Women's Division. Christy, you've got to come over here and do a fashion show for us.
That would be so much fun. I would love to do that.
I'm so impressed with the dresses, but there's one outfit there that includes these like leg warmers that go from the knees down. I want to know where to get those.
we don't sell the tall socks on the website, but that was an added accessory as an idea. If you didn't want to wear leggings, you didn't want to wear short socks, why not wear knee highs or thigh highs?
They're awesome, awesome dresses.
Thank you.
Now, you have short ones, you have long ones, some below knees. There's more, some are pullovers. Where did you get inspired to do all of this?
Well, I was inspired because, you know, I'm a recreational golfer. I'm just an actress. I don't really try to be anything else other than an actor, and then I'm sort of like with sports. Jack of all trades, master of none, and I like golfing and tournaments and charity tournaments, and I'm always struggling with what to wear, simply because I'm not really fond of the polo shirt and a pair of shorts look. I mean, it's okay, I'm not knocking it, but I don't want that every time I golf. I like to be a little more feminine or a little bit different and not have to go with that traditional style of the polo shirt. It still looks like a man's look, even though they make it pink or purple, it still is a polo shirt. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I'm just glad that they finally made a fitted shirt. You know, for so long we had no fitted shirts, and now they've at least given us a little bit of, you know, attractivity.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
But I see in yours you've got, you know, the fashion flair. The patterns, where did you get your material?
Well, the material is a secret, but everything is made. Some of it is designed everything's designed here in the USA and put together in the USA. So it's a USA product, which is great. But the actual designs of the fabric, you know, artists do them, and, you know, they're just very unique. And what's great about the line is that if you buy one of our outfits this year, you know that next year nobody else will have it. So it's kind of like not one-of-a-kind pieces, but it's limited. You're not going to see a lot of – there is a constant rotation of the fabrics, and it's always evolving and changing so that it makes you sort of unique. And then the other thing is the styles is like, you know, everyone's different. Everyone's their own individual, and some people like to cover their arms. Some people like a longer dress. Some people like a mini dress. Some people want open chest or neck. Some people don't. So we try to accommodate everyone's likes and dislikes, and then also their, you know, body types as well. Because you may be, you know, a little more broader in the shoulders, or you may be a little heavier around the rump and you want to cover that area or whatever. And we totally accommodate everybody's body type.
It's awesome. Pam Swenson, you need to look up the A Dress It Golf.
Dress it.
But when I saw Dress It Golf, I thought, I tried to put that in and it took forever. And then I saw the little A that you have there.
Yeah, address it, like the term, the golf term, addressing the ball.
Addressing the ball, and it's addressive golf. I mean, who came up with that idea?
I did.
Bravo.
I'm using the word dress. But, you know, we're not only doing dresses. The next fleet that's coming out in a couple of months, we have shorts, we have pants, we have, like, a cigarette-style pant.
Ooh, nice.
Is really cute with pockets, and we're coming out with jumpers. You know, like rompers as well. And it's just, I love the line. I love wearing it when I golf because I just feel like nothing's binding me or holding me. It just moves as I swing and it's just, it's cute and fun and everybody seems to really respond to it really positively, which is great.
Yeah. Well,
what's
Susan and Carrie are scrolling through the website going, oh yeah.
Very cute.
Not yeah, and we also have reversible.
Fantastic
so
and creative,
you can
but
turn
if
your
you
dress
can't play
inside
well,
out.
You might as well
look
fantastic.
Good.
Exactly. I
oh
love it.
Oh, my gosh.
I love it. I don't know if you heard that, Christy, what Carrie just said is, you know, if you can't play well, at least you can look fantastic.
Yeah, well, you know, golf is one of those games where it certainly is an easy game to play, but it's really hard to play it well. Right?
Yeah, it certainly is. Christy Swanson, thanks so much. I mean, we're really serious about you coming out to Hawaii and doing, you know, some kind of event. It would be fantastic for you to be here.
I would love to do that. I've been talking to my husband about coming out there, and I would absolutely love to come out and do, you know, a trunk show or a fashion show or something like that. That would be great.
Great. I'll be in touch with your publicist.
Thank you. All right.
Thank you.
Right, big hugs. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks for being on the show. We have to take quick break. Pam Swenson, can you stay with us?
Yeah, just for a couple more minutes. Yep.
Okay. If it's better for you, then we'll say, you know, I want to take some time in the future, in the next couple of months, maybe after our tournament, to talk with you on the show a little bit more about the Executive Women's Golf Association. Would you do that?
I would love to. I'd be honored.
Absolutely. It would be fabulous. It's always sort of like a big party whenever I'm at the Mid-Pacific Country Club, but I wanted to include the EWGA in the party here because this is Women in Golf, the Women in Golf Show. Thanks so much for being on with us.
Thank you, and I just want to give a shout-out to Val Ernst, who's the president of the EWGA chapter in Hawaii. And ladies, if you're listening, join her, join Danielle. It's a great group. Thank you so very, very much.
Thank you. And Val is the engine that created this chapter. And I really, really appreciate Val. Thanks for saying that. Thank you, Pam Swenson, CEO, EWGA. have to take
a real
quick break and come back and close up the show. My name's Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
When the outside world grows too intrusive, it's nice to know you can escape to one that's all your own. Like the one you'll find inside the Acura RDX. With over 38 inches of rear legroom and over 76 cubic feet of cargo space, the interior of the RDX is designed to be your personal sanctuary. The RDX also features perforated leather trim seating surfaces that provide maximum comfort to every passenger, gripping them through accelerated turns. Immaculately designed and tailored to fit the human form, the Acura RDX interior was named one of Ward's 10 best. The 2014 Acura RDX. Create your own space in the world. Acura reminds you to properly secure items stowed in cargo area.
Be sure to come visit your Hawaii Acura dealers and check out our latest models, cutting-edge features, and amazing deals. Visit us today.
Yeah, yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that? Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Yes, it's a wild and crazy show, and Susan Earn is president of the Mid-Pacific Country Club Women's Division, and Carrie Schumann is the Jenny K. Invitational Tournament Chair. She's also a member here, also a member of the Women's Division, right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And what were you saying, Susan?
Well, I've just enjoyed so much being president this year. Our group has grown. We've instituted a big sister program so that those gals that are new to golf, that, you know, we have somebody that's been playing for a while to help show them how to, you know, course etiquette, you know, how to sign up for things, whatever might be available here to help them to feel comfortable with our group. And that's been a big success. And
that's a big sister program.
Yes.
I like that.
Yes.
Because you do want to have somebody gentle. Because, you know, sometimes
it can be intimidating.
It can be intimidating. I mean, it's bad enough knowing exactly where to park the cart, you know? And I thought that was so cute what Mark Sousa said. You know, I'll teach you how to park
right,
the cart.
That's, yeah. It's so important, and yeah. you need to know that. And then the other thing that I just want to plug is the fact how much we enjoy having people come and visit here. We have we've increased our participation in our member guest tournament, which we just had, and it was really a big success. And we only have our members to help thank, you know, everything we do here. We have so much support from the whole club. The staff and the gals in our group. It's just, I love everyone here. It was very fun to be a member here.
And Susan Arn is the president of the Mid-Pacific Country Club Women's Division. Carrie Schumann, Jenny K. Invitational Tournament Chair. Is there something you'd like to say before we close the show?
I can't say enough how much support we get from the Mid-Pacific Country Club and UHA Health Insurance,
yes.
Our title sponsor. We thank them so much.
Yes, absolutely. It's wonderful here. And if you ever get a chance, think about it, because as soon as the application comes out, you're pretty much sold out, aren't you? It's not like, you know, you can just take your time in signing up for this event.
You need
to. I've just been given the old wrap-up sign.
Okay.
Yeah, it's called Speed It Up, Danielle. I need to thank the people who make this show possible. Thanks so much for being on the show. I've had a blast.
Oh, thank you, Danielle. It's been great.
Awesome. Thank you, Dr. Armand Chong. He's a great dentist. He's the director of the Hawaii TMJ Institute, and he does house calls for senior citizens. He's the dental director for 10 senior facilities. Dr. Armand Chong, 737-3525. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes. It's a stunning golf course, and you don't have to be really, really good. Just tee it forward. It's a unique, unforgettable golf experience on Kauai's South Shore. The Kauai's South Shore gem. Poipu Bay Golf Course. Star Protection. For property threat and risk assessment, get them on your property. They'll check out the risks to your property, and then they'll put in place the protection for your home or for your business. It's Star Protection, what you need. And Acura of Honolulu, where military appreciation never ends. Not one a month out of the year. It's all year long. Ask TJ about the military appreciation pricing and discount. They're at 777 Ala Moana. It's a great day to test drive. I think they've got something like $1,500 off now. That's right. That's military appreciation. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. And I'm Danielle Sucker. This is the Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2014.